reigning Iditarod and Yukon Quest champion Lance Mackey of Fairbanks is in New York City to promote the Discovery Channel's new TV series on the last great race. Mackey is one of six mushers profiled in the six-part reality show. Mackey describes the intense coverage of last year's Iditarod by Discovery as a worthwhile distraction.
At times, it's a little kind of an inconvenience, we'll put it that way. But it's necessary for this sport to grow and be recognized for what it is. We need the in-depth coverage and the, you know, the media right there in your face and getting the true, real stories, you know?
The first episode of the Discovery Iditarod series debuts on cable and satellite television October 14th. Mackey's scheduled to be on the Conan O'Brien show Thursday night and possibly other talk programs to promote the series during his four-day stay in New York. The trip is one of many Mackey has made to fulfill promotional obligations in recent months.
I've been to L.A. a couple of times. I've been to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been to Michigan. Been to Ontario. It's been crazy. Yeah, we've been around a little bit. Las Vegas, Reno.
Mackey says he keeps his promotional stints to a few days at a time so as not to interfere too much with training. He says he's been running teams behind four-wheelers since mid-August, doing much of the training himself with the help of a teenage son, but that two handlers will soon join the operation. Mackey says the money and prizes from his string of Iditarod and Quest wins have made his life easier, but he's still hungry to race.
That doesn't take away from my motivation and my desire to still want to win because I still need a new truck.
Mackey says he hopes the Discovery Iditarod will show brings in more sponsors as he anticipates another intense and costly season of competition. He says he plans to have a team in all the season's major distance events, starting with the Jinjin 200 in Paxson in December.